Dude, we're going to start. We should do this season like a couple next day game reactions to the Lakers games. You know what I mean?
I'm
like,
that'd be fun. I'm for that.
That'd be fun to just, and I'd love to see some of your friends come on with you and you guys just, I'll put together a small highlight clip or something and you guys react to it. That would be really fun. I think our listeners would love that, our viewers.
Wow, man, you know what? We'll start it over. And when the NBA season starts, showtime with Coop start, okay?
Showtime, baby.
We're going to play a little game called Complimentary Piece, okay? Okay. We'll pick three players every week, three current players, and then we're going to go in the way back machine and see if we can find somebody that are comparable to them. So our first three today will be Jaylen Brown, Jimmy Butler, and Draymond Green. Great players in today's era. You give me your three, and then I'll give you my three.
No, you give me your three. You give me your three, then I'll give you my three.
Okay. Jaylen Brown.
As a coach, you're happy with that kind of execution.
Harden throws it to no man's land. Jaylen Brown!
Great scorer, hard-playing basketball player, a Boston Celtic. Somebody that I think that plays like him, two people come to mind, not like him. One is Dominique Wilkins.
Loose ball picked off by Rollins. Looks like the Hawks want to run. They find Wilkins. Look out.
I think Dominique is a little bit more athletic. The human highlight, that was his thing. But still, a good scorer. And Jaylen can score, not like Dominique, but he can put points on the board. The other person that comes to mind to me is Joe Dumars.
Now, because he's having a good evening. Dumars goes in again and gets the basket with a left-handed layup.
I think he kind of plays like sort of virgin. Joe is a lot shorter than him, but still, I can see that you don't agree with me, but this is mine, okay? When you get your turn, let's hear yours. But those are two people, Jaylen Brown, comes to mind when I think Jaylen Brown. Go.
That's interesting. I like the Dominique. I'm going to stick with that. I'm gonna ride your coattails on that one. But I'm also going to say Reggie Lewis.
I wanted to bring out that point earlier. Charles, on his career, 57% shooter. That's incredible.
See that move by Reggie Lewis around Dan Marley?
It's being a Celtic, back in the day, there's some comparables there. When Jaylen wants to play defense, he's long, he's a good defender when he really gives it, right? And also, some of the problems dribbling and making decisions in traffic kind of resemble Reggie back in the day. So I'm going to go Reggie Lewis, and I like Dominique. Dominique is a really good one. Tell me why Dominique.
Well, I'm looking at the size and the way that they score. You really look at Jaylen Brown this year, especially in the semifinal game right before the Eastern Conference Finals. He played fantastic, man. Was going to the basket, and he with that mask on, he was like the Black Avenger. That was kind of cool, man. And Dominique, I don't know. They just kind of like play alike to me. High release on their jumper. Dominique can just jump over you and shoot. That's what came to mind. So those are my two. Let's move on. Next one, Jimmy Butler.
And then the pitch ahead pass. Gorgeous lead for Caleb Martin.
The Heat up nine, biggest lead. Butler spinning underneath. Great pass for Strus.
Jimmy Butler. I have Dale Ellis. Reminds me of him.
Ellis loves this shot. Buries that baby. First points. Well, the Sonics go to
the Clippers here are going to be a quick team and a team that's going to be tough to beat.
Now, Dale, I think, is a much better perimeter shooter, but still could get to the basket. Both of them about the same size, 6'5", 6'6". Dale was more of a catch and shoot. Jimmy more to put it on the floor, but that's who came to mind to me.
Dale Ellis, that's a good one. I was going to say Ray Allen. I mean, you're going to look at me weird.
Not screen over, but let him play. But they're going to make him play good basketball.
Porter just picked up his first foul. Is guarding Ray Allen, who puts up another shot. So he has started 2-2. There is a whistle blown immediately by Joey Crawford. And go the other way. It's a 3-on-1.
Not personality-wise, but the ability to get hot. And people forget, Ray was an exceptional athlete. I mean, he could get to the hoop and he could dunk. And if you pissed him off in the clutch, Ray gonna knock that down. I mean, he was dropped, but he was buckets in the clutch. Most people won't think of Ray Allen, but personality-wise, totally different. But I think play-wise, I can see some Ray Allen there.
That's a good one. I like that one.
Thank you. Hey, we're really complimenting each other today. Yeah. This is good. Yeah. What about Draymond? This one you're going to love. Green. I'll do this one first. This one might piss you off a little. Oh, it might piss him off a little bit, but I'm going to compare Cedric Maxwell to... Hey, it's Nick from Showtime with Coop, and I've got something exciting to share with you all this week. If you're anything like me, you're always on the lookout for fun and simple ways to play daily fantasy sports. Let me tell you, you have to check out my new go-to place. That's Prize Picks. Seriously, this is the most fun I've had playing fantasy sports and winning up to 25 times my money this football season. And here's how it works. You can select two or more players, like for instance, say Saquon Barkley for more than 60 yards and Patrick Mahomes for more than two passing touchdowns. Then, just pick more or less on their projected stats and submit your entry. It's that easy. And the best part? It's just you against the numbers. No pros, no sharks, no tricks, right? It's just you against the established numbers. Recently, I tried out their weekly promotion. And you know what? Taco Tuesday is where it's at. Every Tuesday, Prize Picks discount select player projections up to 25% to give even more value. So not only is it easy and thrilling, but there's potential for some really serious returns on your entries. And if you've played with other platforms in the past, let me tell you what. Once I switched to PrizePicks, I genuinely thought, why the heck did I wait so long? Now here's the cherry on top of the cake for you all. Go to PrizePicks.com/CLNS and use the code CLNS for a first-time deposit match up to $100. Yep, you heard that right, folks. Again, that's prizepicks.com/CLNS. Use the code CLNS. And always remember, daily fantasy sports is made easy with Prize Picks. Draymond Green.
It's 50-50 balls are coming up with all of them. JT!
Instigators. Tough. Trash talkers.
Ball in the middle, and here comes Maxwell.
And it was Larry Bird's outlet pass that started a perfect pass. No good. Bird with the ball in 27.
Not amazing scores, right? But did other things. Although Max was a good scorer, but better than Draymond. But I like that. Max will get mad at me if he sees this, because that's not one that he wants to be compared with.
Max ought to be happy and be quiet about that.
No, he'll be mad, dude. He's going to go, fuck you.
I'm going to be as clear as I can.
Well, what you
that shit, wait a minute. Well, hold on. That shit Draymond Green was doing during the 80s, he got knocked the f*** out.
See, but that's a whole different. That's a difference in our basketball. Yeah, our basketball is different.
This has been up like, hold on.
Boy, this motherfucker, he would have took him out the air and broke him off. Boy, you'd have put him all the way over there.
On that one. That's what he's going to say. Motherfucking Draymond Green. That's what he's going to say.
Okay. I have two.
Uh-oh.
That's a good one, though.
I know.
Cedric Maxwell. I had Charles Oakley because you're looking at an enforced somebody strong, banger, hit all that, do all that. Oak could score. Enforcer. Could hit the open jumper like Draymond could. Wasn't counted on the score a lot, but did his job, checked people in practice, checked his team, and then checked people on the court. Just the heart and soul of the team. And then my last one before we freeze up again would be Dennis Rodman. Nothing but Dennis could shoot. When he was with Detroit, was a decent shooter, but a rebounder, could play all five positions. I don't think Oak could go up and guard a guard, but
couldn't rebound.
He guarded Magic, Worthy, Scott, could go down there, could mess with Kareem, but couldn't guard him. But I mean, he could get down there playing and make him
annoying,
make tough shots and stuff like that. So,
but Drake couldn't rebound. Drake couldn't rebound like Robin.
There you have it. Our 3-on-3. That's what we'll call that. Our 3.
I like that. Yeah. We're gonna keep doing that. That's a good one, Coop. Yeah. And then what we could do is we could reverse it. Like we could go, Dr. J, Michael Cooper and Larry Bird, and say who's
anybody today.
Yeah, that's fun. I mean, if we're going to compare generations, Coop, I'm tired of people saying back then was better or today's better. Let's point out what was great about both eras. Before you lock up again. Why don't you close the show?
Do Nick, because it's real hard now. Hey, there you have it. Another new edition of Shine with Coop, Insightful BS with my Laker teammates, NBA legends, and the legend today with Nick himself. We got it going on. Michael Cooper getting ready to go, get out of here. But I got a pack. I'm going to Boston Garden, baby. I'll be there this weekend. Bring up them old memories.
Hey, it's Nick from Showtime with Coop, and I've got something exciting to share with you all this week. If you're anything like me, you're always on the lookout for fun and simple ways to play daily fantasy sports. Let me tell you, you have to check out my new go-to place. That's Prize Picks. Seriously, this is the most fun I've had playing fantasy sports and winning up to 25 times my money this football season. And here's how it works. You can select two or more players, like for instance, say Saquon Barkley for more than 60 yards. Then just pick more or less on their projected stats and submit your entry. It's that easy. And the best part? It's just you against the numbers. No pros, no sharks, no tricks, right? It's just you against the established numbers. Recently, I tried out their weekly promotion, and you know what? Taco Tuesday is where it's at. Every Tuesday, Prize Picks discount select player projections up to 25% to give even more value. So not only is it easy and thrilling, but there's potential for some really serious returns on your entries. And if you've played with other platforms in the past, let me tell you what. Once I switched to Prize Picks, I genuinely thought, why the heck did I wait so long? Now here's the cherry on top of the cake for you all. Go to prizepicks.com/CLNS and use the code CLNS for a first-time deposit match up to $100. Yep, you heard that right, folks. Again, that's prizepicks.com/CLNS. Use the code CLNS. And always remember, daily fantasy sports is made easy with Prize Picks.